Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians right along the Southern California coast. Together, we seek to grow in our individual spirituality and in connected community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. For more information, visit our website at lajollaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Today's scripture reading will be from Psalm 138. I give thanks to you with all my heart, Lord. I sing your praise before all other gods. I bow toward your holy temple and thank your name for your loyal love and faithfulness, because you have made your name and word greater than everything else. On the day I cried out, you answered me. You encouraged me with inner strength. Let all the earth's rulers give thanks to you, Lord, when they hear what you say. Let them sing about the Lord's ways, because the Lord's glory is so great. Even though the Lord is high, he can still see the lowly, but God keeps his distance from the arrogant. Whenever I am in deep trouble, you make me live again. You send your power against my enemy's wrath. You save me with your strong hand. The Lord will do all of this for my sake. Your faithful love lasts forever, Lord. Don't let go of what your hands have made. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. I said a few weeks ago that I think sometimes we must have words with our music. And you may remember the illustration I gave when I said, bum, 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 bum. But right. But does it feel different when we hear the words alongside it? Hallelujah. But one of the things that I think is also true is the opposite. Sometimes words alone, without melody, sometimes we feel like there could be a bit more. Case in point. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. And it's beautiful as it's spoken, as it's written. But when we sing it together, oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. There's something to it. In the same way, in our same United Methodist hymnal, you may know that if you turn to page 853, you will see today's psalm, and it is intended in some ways to be sung together. And if you look at so many of the psalms in our sacred text, they are so often written with instructions to the song leader. Indeed, it is good and right, as the psalm suggests, that we express our gratitude, our thankfulness. This is a great psalm of thanksgiving. In the latter half of the book of Psalms, it almost feels like it leads up to what may be the ultimate psalm of thanksgiving, Psalm 150. I give thanks to you with all my heart, Lord. And how we could sing that gratitude. I bow toward your holy temple and thank your name for your loyal love and faithfulness, because you have made your name and word greater than everything else. You hear the hymn. I was given a gift. I wouldn't say, Pastor Tara, you asked us if it's the best gift that we've ever gotten. There are so many great gifts that I've gotten. I especially resonated with the gift of my children. I don't know that I could say this, but this is up there. This was a wedding gift. I just got this from a friend and colleague, and I don't know if you've ever heard of a Tibetan singing bowl. Some people will recognize this in terms of, you know, meditations and maybe just hearing the chime. And it's a pure sound. But what I think is beautiful about this, what I especially enjoy, is when you rotate around, I'm not always good at it, when you rotate around the outside, you can get it to sing beyond its tone. I'm not doing it well today. A little slower. There it is. Do you hear it? It's a beautiful and pure sound. The way a good hymn is a beautiful and a pure sound. The hymn, the psalm that we read today includes a particular phrase in ancient Hebrew. The phrase is, and I think we have a slide that can define it, the word is hesed, which means steadfast or loyal love. Do you know that this Hebrew term is in our Old Testament 245 times? 245 times, this idea of God's steadfast, faithful love. Well, actually, I shouldn't say faithful, steadfast or loyal love, because it's often paired as it is in this psalm with the word faithful. It's a separate word. But 245 times this is in the Old Testament, 127 of those times in the psalm. In the Psalms, we express our gratitude for God's steadfast and loyal love. Now, one of the things that's wonderful about this psalm, and not entirely unique, but a little unusual, is that the psalmist talks about God in grateful ways. On the day I cried out, you answered me, you encouraged me with inner strength. But then he goes on in verse 4 to say, let all the earth's rulers give thanks to you, Lord, when they hear what you say. Can you imagine the entirety of the world, those who are lowly, referenced also here in the Psalms, and those who are the world's leaders, singing the psalm with one voice, gratitude for our Creator and our God. Whenever I am in deep trouble, you make me live again. You send your power against my enemy's wrath. You save me with your strong hand. The Lord will do all this for my sake. Your steadfast love lasts forever, Lord. But that's not the end of the verse. That's not the end of the psalm. And I find this so interesting that right after it says, your faithful love lasts forever, Lord, don't let go of what your hands have made. God, I want to be thankful. I want to be grateful. I want to thank you for all the ways that you've been incredible, Lord. Lord, are you there? Are you listening? Can you hear me? I have those moments where I tell myself I should be so grateful to God for all the things in my life, the things that help me to stretch and grow even when that's not easy, the things that are so wonderful to celebrate. I want to be grateful for those things. And sometimes I say to myself, why isn't God strengthening me in this way? Why can't I feel God more acutely? Why can't I hear so clearly God's call? Is something wrong with me? Am I doing it wrong? Am I following God's path the right way? Maybe you have experienced some of those questions, those doubts in your own faith. God's steadfast love lasts forever. And our doubts and our questions. I said that there's something about singing a psalm And I believe that to be true. And I think there are a number of psalms, so many beautiful psalms in our sacred text written in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. But as I continue to say, I believe that the Holy Spirit is still singing. I believe that the Holy Spirit is still active. And there's another song that I think we might identify as a psalm. And indeed, it follows so closely the structure of the psalms, the petitions of the psalms, sometimes the heartache that we find in the psalms. You've heard me say before that the Irish rock band U2, I believe, is an overtly Christian band. And nobody's noticed. Well, a few of us. And there's a song called Yahweh. And it's a prayer. Indeed, I suggest that it's a psalm. It's a psalm that cries out in some pain. It's a psalm that seeks guidance and hope. It's a song that, when you hear the lyrics, resonate and connect with other psalms in the words that are sung. When the band in their live shows do this song, it's always a quiet moment on just an acoustic guitar.
Take these shoes, click-clacking down some dead-end streets. Take these shoes and make them fit. Take this shirt, polyester, white trash made in nowhere. Take this shirt and make it clean. Take this soul, stranded in some skin and bones. Take this soul and make it sing. Yahweh, always pain before a child is born. Yahweh, still I'm waiting for the dawn. Take these hands, teach them what to carry. Take these hands, don't make a fist, no. Take this mouth, so quick to criticize. Take this mouth, give it a kiss, yeah. Yahweh, always pain before a child is born. Yahweh, still I'm waiting for the dawn. Take this city, a city should be shining on a hill. Take this city, if it be your will. What no man can own, no man can take. Take this heart, take this heart, take this heart, and let it break.
Take this heart is the lyric. Take this heart. Take this heart and let it break. This Psalm 2, to me, ends with that question. God, your steadfast love endures forever. Doesn't it? Tell me. Doesn't it, God? But if we remember God's perfect, steadfast, loyal love, we may understand that those questions, those places that we feel cracked and broken, those places where we feel maybe as though there is a hole, something missing, we may remember that God's perfect love can fill those spaces and perfect us in love. There's a Japanese art called kintsugi that illustrates this beautifully. When pottery is broken, it can be filled in and made more than what it was originally. When we feel as though we are cracked and broken, we want to proclaim God's steadfast love. Please, God. God's perfect love can fill those empty spaces to perfect us in love and make us more, stronger, more capable, wiser, more beautiful, perfect in love. What a beautiful thing to be grateful for as we are perfected in God's perfect love.